well, because he is the whip of the party, not the committee.
Colleagues, I don't want to be difficult, but clearly we are not ready to proceed with a meeting, so I think I'm going to leave, and once we are in a position to convene a meeting, please give notice in a proper way. Thank you.
Good morning, colleagues. I wonder if I'm in audible right now. I was trying to switch it on. It was cutting me on and off, but I think that is sorted out now. Colleagues? Hello?
Morning, Chair.
Morning, colleagues.
Good morning, Honorable Chair.
Morning, leadership.
Morning, Sisanda.
Sisanda, I can see you. Colleagues, I'm sorry I had the data issue here. It was busy cutting me on and off, but I think now they've just sorted out Vodacom, this matter. But colleagues, I'm sorry that we have to start very late. Welcome to the workshop. May I check pilot the issue of the quorum as to who's here and who's not here?
Chairperson, we can start the meeting because we are not taking any decisions. So the issue of quorum, it is sufficient to start the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much, pilot. Colleagues, I think everybody's got an agenda. Everybody, do you receive the agenda and the document that was sent later, the other document we sent even later last night?
Yes, Chair.
Thank you. I will therefore want to welcome you all to this first workshop. We know this workshop has been long overdue, and we have been trying to get the dates. As you know, that there are a lot of committees. that we were sharing one and the same time. So today, colleagues, we will start our workshop. We are aware that we are behind in some of the work that we should have been doing up this far. But unfortunately, everybody is aware that it was because of the COVID that has delayed us in some of our programs, as we have already received by now the issue of the new issue, the submission for this year. Colleagues, without a waste of time, let me hand over to the convener the first item number one. That will be pilot. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I will hand over to Ms. Sandra Sipamla. She is the content advisor. She will take us through the item. Is that okay, Sipamla?
Hi, can you hear me? Can you hear me, members?
Yes, Sipamla, we can.
All right, thank you. Good morning, members. My name is Sandra Sipamla. I'm the content advisor of the committee. Today, we're going to be discussing the rules that govern the work of the committee. And I was hoping to just go through the mandate of the committee in brief and give the committee an overview of the work that has been done by the Fifth Parliament. And then I would then focus on the matters which the Fifth Parliament had recommended that this committee consider taking forward and concluding on. And also, I'll give you a more detail on the matters which have been recommended for us to consider. And then I will conclude. Chairperson, thank you so much. I was also thinking that we might be first considering the program, but let me just go into this workshop document then to just describe the work of the committee and the rules guiding the work of the committee. So we are aware that this is a joint committee. The committee is established in terms of the Constitution, Section 45(1)(c), and it provides that Parliament must establish this joint committee, which must comprise of Assembly members and Council members, which must then review the Constitution annually. In giving effect to this section of the Constitution, Parliament has then established Joint Rule 102. Section 2 of this Joint Rules of Parliament requires that the Joint Constitutional Review Committee must, before the first day of May, give notice in the public media and invite the public, the National Assembly or Council, National Council of Provinces committees or joint committees or any other members or any other organs of state to submit within 30 days a written representation on any constitutional matter. The committee's review process entails then the tabling of all these submissions once it has received them during that 30-day period. And then I propose to members that we will then, the method of work will be that we will receive all submissions, but then we will categorize them into groups in order to make them manageable and have a method of work. The suggestion is that in the past we've categorized submissions into three categories, where we found that there are, in category one, there will be submissions which are not related to the committee's mandate and which don't speak to the work of the committee. And then there will be category two submissions which require a parliamentary legal opinion and any other consultation with the relevant stakeholders on the subject matter for the committee to have a clear understanding of what is requested by the submitter or what is proposed in a submission. And then there will be category three submissions which are ready for consideration by the committee, where it is a straightforward matter where the committee can make a ruling on whether or not it feels that the strength of the submission requires us to then say that it is desirable to amend the constitution. In practice, the committee carries out its work of reviewing the Constitution by engaging in the process which I've described to arrive at a conclusive determination on the desirability of submissions proposing to amend the Constitution. In doing so, it is proposed that the committee must then hold public hearings with submitters identified under Category 2 in order for the committee to have clarification and in order to enhance its deliberations. This is done prior to the committee then making a pronouncement on the desirability of each submission. When this process is concluded, the committee then produces a report of its review process with recommendations of whether or not it is desirable for the Constitution to be amended based on its consideration of the proposal contained in the submission. This report is thereafter tabled to the Houses, and then the submitters are then advised and told of what recommendations the committee has made on their submissions, and any resolutions which are then taken by Parliament on their submissions, we write back to submitters and we inform them. If I may then move into the overview of the work that has been done by the Fifth Parliament. The Fifth Parliament was from 2006 to 2019. However, there was a national election year. When there's a national election, the committee does not open the call for submissions during the May period, which is why there's a year missing within these submissions. So from 2016, the committee of the Fifth Parliament then adopted a report recommending that South African Sign Language be given official language status in South Africa. The submission was made by Deaf South African Organization, which proposed a review of the Constitution so that South African Sign Language forms part of Section 6.1 of the Constitution, as opposed to being located in Section 6.5A, Roman numeral 3, as a language which still required development. The committee found that it was desirable for this amendment to be made, and then this was recommended to Parliament and is now sitting with the table for Parliament to allocate this work to the appropriate portfolio committee to carry out the constitutional amendment bill in order for South African Sign Language to then form part of Section 6.1. In 2017, the committee adopted a strategic plan and annual performance plan for the 2017-2018 period, where the committee processed many submissions that had dated back to previous parliaments. The submissions considered in this year had accumulated and had not left due to extensive work which the committee had already undertaken in trying to deliberate and reach a conclusion on these submissions. There had been public hearings which had been held and extensive work which could not have been written off, as a lot of resources had been spent in ensuring that the committee had done a thorough work in order to arrive at its decision. However, these legacy submissions then rolled over due to a lack of meeting time which was available to the committee, and they were not concluded. However, in the 2017-2018 period, the committee fast-tracked all these submissions, and there were about 67 submissions, and they were able to conclude on all those matters. But however, there were a few matters which were left over, which will then be presented just after the submission. Moving on to 2018. In 2018, the National Assembly and the Council mandated the committee to review and amend Section 25 of the Constitution in order to make it possible for the state to expropriate land without compensation. Following extensive consultation process, by the 4th and 5th of December, the Assembly and the Council respectively recommended that Parliament should amend Section 25 and urgently establish mechanism to effect the necessary amendments to the relevant part of Section 25 of the Constitution. Thereafter, table and process and pass the Constitutional Amendment Bill. This process also recommended that Parliament establish an ad hoc committee in terms of its Rule 253 to initiate an introduction of legislation which would then amend Section 25 of the Constitution. In the 2019 year, the committee amalgamated its legacy report which then reflected recommendations of the 6th Parliament Committee to focus on submissions pertaining to languages and for the committee to refer the proposed amendments, which can be provided for in national legislation, to the relevant portfolio committees. I'm now moving on to these matters which the 5th Parliament had recommended this Parliament to consider. The legacy report of the previous term committee notes and recommended the following matters for consideration by the 6th Parliament on the basis of work which had already been covered by the previous parliamentary terms on this matter. It is important for the 6th Parliamentary Committee, which is this committee, to note that upon conclusion of the official language status of South African language, South African Sign Language, many other Indigenous groups inquired why their matters had not been concluded in light of the length of time and resources which had been spent on those matters. It is also important for the committee to consider prioritizing conclusion on the equal education matter, which was considered by the previous committee. Parliamentary legal advice was also heard on this matter, and equal education was invited to public hearings, which were held in Parliament by the committee. Equal Education presented their proposal and were able to answer clarity-seeking questions to inform and enrich the committee's deliberations. The committee, however, ran out of time as Parliament rose for the end of the 5th Parliament. However, having heard the legal opinion on this matter, the committee recommended that the 6th Parliament Committee consider and conclude on the Equal Education proposal as a legacy submission. I will now then go into a brief overview of the legacy submissions which have been recommended for conclusion by the previous committee. I will start with the language submission. Consideration and finalization of all legacy submissions pertaining to official language status were held by the previous committee, and they also held meetings with the last committee meeting that was held by the 5th Parliament Committee was with stakeholders from the Department of Arts and Culture, the Commission for the Promotion and Protection of Rights of Culture, Religious and Linguistic Communities, and the Pan-South African Language Board. This meeting was held on the 17th of February 2017. And these stakeholders were requested by the committee to return to Parliament and brief the committee with a collaborative roadmap detailing the conditions that have been created for the development and use of other Indigenous languages. The following languages form part of the legacy submissions recommended for consideration and conclusion by the 5th Parliament. The matters were whether Northern Sotho should be reflected as an official language in the Constitution as opposed to Sepedi in Section 6.1. And also, there were submissions which were received in the legacy from people of the Kilobedi community, and they were they wanted Parliament to consider the development of the Kilobedi language for constitutional recognition as an official language. There was also consideration of the development of the Khoisan languages for recognition as official languages. It's recommended that the 6th Parliament Committee consider following up, having a meeting to follow up with the stakeholders on the progress that has been made in developing these languages, because the above, those stakeholders are mandated to make pronouncement on the development of languages in order for a language to obtain official language status. However, the first Parliament Committee dissolved prior to prioritization of this long-standing work. Now moving on to the equal education matter. Equal Education is a law center and a non-profit organization with the objective of promoting quality and equality in the education system of South Africa, and it made a submission proposing a review of Section 100 of the Constitution. The submitters of Equal Education made a compelling argument for the strengthening of Section 100 that provides for national intervention for challenges pertaining to schooling matters. This submission makes a proposal for the review of this section in order to make it more effective, and an argument was made that in its current form, the section is currently ineffective. The first Parliament Committee sought a legal parliamentary opinion, which was also provided to the members on the submission, and following its consideration, it made a recommendation that the sixth Parliament, which is this committee, should recommend and consider that this matter should be reconsidered by it in order to reach a conclusion on whether Section 100 needs to be amended or not by Parliament. So it is, I propose to two members that we proceed in our method of work as we have been doing, where we categorize all submissions which we receive during that period when we call for submissions into workable portions of three categories, that where members feel they are happy with the categorization after we table those submissions, we then request a legal opinion before the committee engages on its deliberation. Thereafter, if the committee feels it wants to call other stakeholders, the committee can. And then the committee can then hold public hearings after that process to engage with the actual submitters in order to get clarity seeking questions and to make a decision on whether they will indeed find it desirable for those particular sections which have been proposed for amendment should be amended. So this is the proposed method of work put forward to two members. However, it must be made clear that from the legacy report, this committee has many difficulties in actually meeting as members are in various committees, and in order for the committee to find time for it to come together, it becomes difficult during times where a quorum is necessary for us to adopt certain decisions. So this is why the committee ends up having matters which are overlapping. However, the committee is not bound by the recommendations of previous committees to carry on with the work. However, members will find that these submissions will keep coming back to the committee, and people will keep insisting and asking why their matters are not being concluded, whereas some matters seem to be getting a finality. So I therefore propose to the members this method of work and to hear any questions or inputs on this work document. Thank you, members.
Thank you very much, Sandra. Members, here is the document that has been tabled right in front of us now. Do you have any comment? Unfortunately, I can't see the hands here on my screen. I wonder if Pilot, you can assist me. On your side?
Yes, Chair, there's a hand from Honorable Lottridge, Professor Lottridge. She has raised her hand. Maybe she can take the floor.
Okay. Professor?
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and thank you, Sara, for your presentation. I would propose, Chair, that we follow the way of work that has been proposed. I think it has worked in the past, and I think we should stick to that.
Thank you very much, Professor. Any other hands, hello?
Chair, I'm not seeing any hands at the moment. Maybe members can talk, but there's no hand at the moment.
Members, there is a proposal that what the content advisor she has presented today to us, we find it to be a best way to continue, follow that program. Do you agree with that? There is a proposal to say, yes, let's agree with this because a lot of work has been put into it and the matter has been summarized, even those that have been there for some time before we decide. It will make our work to be much easier other than to start afresh aligning our own issues going forward. That's the proposal. And a seconder of the motion. Pilot.
I'm watching for hands, Honorable Chair, but there are no hands.
Yeah, no hands. If I may ask the Thunder, in the new submission, in terms of the language, especially the, let me go quickly go through to it. Hello?
Hello, Chairperson.
Hello?
Hi, Chairperson. I can hear you.
Hello? Hello?
We can hear you, Chair.
Oh, thank you.
Can hear you, Chair.
Oh, thank you very much. We've got a problem here of the... We've got a lot shading, so my network is cutting on and off. I'm sorry for that, members. I was asking to Susanda, in terms of the new... in the language, are there any other new language that has been proposed except the one for COI and FAN? That they are there, the outstanding one. Are there any other new language that for this term they propose to be considered?
Chair, okay, maybe let me go in. There is a new submission that came from Balobedu. It proposes to include Kilobedu, right? Kilobedu is one of the official languages. So it's in this circle. So we received that submission during this current year when we ran the call for public submission. So perhaps maybe when we start looking at all those public submissions, we can consider the matter.
Thank you, Pilot. Any other clarities, members? Or if Susanda, you want to add?
No, Chair, I've got nothing to add at this moment. I would just like to hear if members are happy with us to proceed this way, as we have received 58 submissions. So I didn't want to categorize them without getting the go-ahead, because this committee might propose a different way of working, since we always have the backlog. So I have explained that backlog, it just emanates from us having a difficulty finding quorum at that point when we need to decide. However, the work, it works better when we propose it this way, as members can see summaries of each submission without having to read through all the work, and also there's input from specialists on whether it is a viable submission or not. So at this point, that's the only comment I have, Chair. Thank you.
Thanks, Asanda. Susanda. Any other comment, members? I take it that we agreed, we adopt this process as to this is our way of dealing with this matter in these 6 terms as proposed. Do you have any agreement on that? There was a proposal, any mover?
I second the proposal that we move in that particular fashion. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is anybody wants to add anything besides this? Because now it's adopted. I take it now adopted as our own guiding program going forward. Nobody. Sandra, we agreed with this program. From today, I hope you're also going to summarize for us the new submission so that while it's there, detail it in such a way that it gives us a high-level summary of it so that when we put it together with the old, with the previous proposal, you will find a better way also to even make some priorities because others need we need to prioritize them as going forward. Members, thank you very much for that.
Maybe just to add, the submissions that we received, all of them, we have deposited them to Uvimba. It's a platform. I think you members have been given training, so that members will be given access. Instead of receiving the summaries, they will also have a chance to go in there and then and see each and every individual submission as was received, in addition to the summaries that members will receive. So I think that will help. Instead of members relying on summaries, they can also go to Uvimba and access each and every submission. So we are in the process of put all the submissions there. So the next process is just to have IT to assist us in giving members access to that platform. That's what I just wanted to add that.
Thanks for that information. Members, are there any other issues now that the report has been tabled? And our mandate and as well the previous the legacy report has been detailed to us. It's for us now to go through it, and wherever we felt that there are issues of clarity, we can always contact our content advisor. But this is our program for this sixth parliament going forward. We will then have a clear, which is going to be refined from now as to how are we going to deal because it's just been consolidated for us to understand the mandate and the process of the issues that were there. So going forward, we are now going to be streamlining the issues as to how are we going to tackle them as we did with them for this year. The officials will assist us in that type of work. Any other issues, members, before I call for the closure of the meeting?
Chair, I just wanted to get clarity on the issue of the matter brought by the Equal Education on Section 100. I'm not too sure if Susanna went into detail about it and as to what is the way forward regarding that matter.
I thought it's part of the program that we are adopting. We will deal with it as part of the program, and not unless Susanna wants to add something on it now. Susanna?
Thank you, Chair. Yes, Chair, I would just like to concur with you that once the summary is prepared for the new submissions, we will then have these legacy ones as priority ones in one and the same document. so that members are able to then, when we are processing the submissions for this year, they will include the consideration of these submissions in there. With the Kelobedu matter, which is now already been submitted already, again, and also the equal education matter will then be part of the consideration, so that it won't be stand-alone matters which the committee will consider alone, but I suggest that the strategy that we do is we consider them together with all the other ones, but then it will be differentiated within the document. These ones are priority because they are from the legacy. It might be difficult to set them apart for two separate sittings, Chair.
Thank you. That was my understanding. Thank you very much.
Now I wanted to highlight to you that Professor Mtega has joined us.
Oh, okay.
Yes, maybe you can welcome him. I don't know. Maybe you may want to say something.
Maybe for now, let's conclude this matter that Sisanda just raised, to say these matters will be part of the main programs in our strategy. Then we will prioritize them as the new one has just came in. Thanks for that, Sisanda. Welcome, Dr. Masehe. Are you there, Doc? Hello? Doc, are you there? I take it maybe still struggling with some network problem issues that side. Members, besides that, thank you very much for your participation in this meeting. It was very important for us to start this process. I knew we had a lot of hiccups and other challenges that we were facing while preparing these meetings, and I want also to thank the officials for putting together and making the battle to move while we had those challenges of the COVID-19. I knew this meeting we should have dealt with the new submission as early as May, but up until now we're still within the time. And thanks for that they managed to put all the documents for us, and we have received. We have gone through some of them. Members, now it's up to us that in our next meeting, we will start having the strategic planning of dealing with these matters, especially the language issues. It will be then be prioritized, and then we will take it from there forward. Let me check if the Dr. Masehe is still there. Are you there, Doc?
Okay. Chair, maybe while Dr. Mtega, I think he's having some challenges, but he is in the platform. If he has got speakers, he's probably hearing what is being discussed, but maybe he needs to unmute and talk. But what I wanted to raise to the committee, our committee is allocated a Friday day for its meetings. So we need to factor in that, because sometimes Fridays can be a challenge to other members. But if we have to sit during any other time, we need to make a special application, because they will say we're sitting outside our allocated slots. Yes.
Hello?
Sir.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Chair.
I'm very sorry for this confusion that I'm causing to yourselves, but can I just hear the summary as to how we are moving forward?
Sisanda?
Thank Thank you for joining us, Dr. Motshekga. The summary that we have concluded on is that there are matters from the legacy report which have been recommended for consideration, which are the language matters. Because the previous committee was not able to conclude on these matters, and Parliament has held meetings with stakeholders, has held public hearings already, and has consulted with many people and the submitters themselves on many of these matters, a lot of work has been done already, and that work cannot be discarded because these submitters will keep submitting. For example, with the language submissions, we have the Kelobedu community has resubmitted on their matter. However, there's also the Khoisan languages, and there's also whether Northern Sesotho should be reflected as Khoisan-Sepedi, and there's also each and equal education matter, which was submitted in the last year of the 5th Parliament, and that matter was calling for the strengthening of Section 100 of the Constitution on the basis that that section is currently futile and is inoperative in its current form. Parliament then, in the previous Parliament, considered a legal opinion and held public hearings where equal education presented to the committee. The committee felt that there is enough merit in this submission to reconsider it, but the committee should not conclude on it because it did not take enough time. So I also proposed to the committee that when we receive submissions, we should categorize them so that it's easier for us to work with them. As a method of work, we should have a category 1 and a category 2 and a category 3, where category 1 are those that are not in line with our mandate. Category 2 are those which would require legal opinion, and category 3 would be those which are ready for consideration and the committee can make a decision and determination based on them as they are. So I proposed that method of work and also highlighted the fact that it is a challenge, the meeting time of the committee. It is a challenge because any members are not available, which is why we always end up having legacy submissions, because it's difficult for the committee to make a decide on matters because of a lack of a quorum. So that is a brief summary of the document that I proposed, and members have agreed that we can then proceed in the way that I've proposed in terms of the method of work. Thank you, Chair.
Chair, can you hear me?
Yes, I do.
I'm very happy with the summary, and you can proceed and conclude the meeting. I guess next time I'll be a better person than I am today.
No, you're welcome, Doc, but anyway, it's for you to conclude the meeting.
Sorry, Chief.
Before you, Dr. Masaha, the end somewhere.
Sorry, I'm a member of the public. I'd just like to know if we'll be permitted to ask a question.
How did a member of the public get into this meeting?
Well, this is a public committee. Members of the public are permitted to monitor meetings. I'm just requesting whether a member of the public can ask a question to the chairperson and to the committee content advisor.
I thought this is still an internal meeting to plan how we're going to proceed. We haven't opened a co-chair, you can guide me, but I thought that this is our internal meeting to prepare how we're proceeding, not to be taking inquiries from the public.
That's my understanding too, Chair.
We will invite the public at the appropriate time, not now.
Okay, we'll write to the chairperson then to get clarity on
the committee to the committee secretary. Write to the committee secretary.
We shall. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chairperson, if I may come in, I'm a member of the committee. My name is Dango.
From Dango.
I'm just requesting that we actually have a time where it doesn't clash with other meetings. So Fridays would probably be the most appropriate day. Otherwise, for some of us in the NCOP, we have 4 and 5 committees that we attend to, and we tend to neglect some of them because we can't get to all of them. So Fridays would be an appropriate day. Thank you, Chairperson. And if the communication can just come to us early then. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. Thanks, Honorable Dang. Friday, seemingly again, as proposed, is the day that we'll be using or utilizing for our meeting.
What time on Fridays, Co-Chair?
Can I...
If I may step in. Through you, Chair. Friday, in any case, is the day in which we were allocated. So Friday is our day. The reason why we chose today is because we had to make a special application because we have not sat for a very long time. So we decided there was a decision that let's consider a Wednesday as a date. So we had to make a special request to the House Chairs and they allowed us. But other than that, Friday is our day which we are allocated. In terms of time, we are mostly guided by sometimes the program of Parliament. If there are plenaries at a particular time, we adjust, but members can guide us on this one. There are no hard and fast rules. We can meet in the mornings if it suits members or in the afternoons, but if there are plenaries in between, that's when we have to juggle and see what may be appropriate. Thank you.
Co-Chair, because the time depends on other proceedings in Parliament, let's not prescribe the time, but let us be informed timeously of the time that we will be meeting. So could we then, with your permission, leave that in the hands of the committee, the secretariat, as to when, as long as they inform us timeously?
I think let's agree on that, but preferable the morning part, members, and it will be work better most of the time. If then there are other meetings, obviously shift it in the afternoon. But let's leave it this one as an administrative issue. We will be kept on the loop or be informed now and then on the issues.
The other thing would be... This Friday, are we meeting this Friday?
Pilot?
Chair, for now, there is no meeting that is scheduled for Friday. But if there is something that may be, it's a slot that is open for us to consider. If there is any item that we can, but so far there is no item on Friday, but we can use it because it is our slot in any case.
Now, Co-Chair, could we say in line with your proposal, because we have not been meeting, try and get a meeting on Friday morning because we have a slot and we need to catch up.
Okay. Work on that, Sandra, and Pilot.
Chair, just to indicate that the submissions for this term have just been uploaded on Evimba. So this is still something where members will need to get access, and I myself still need to get access to the parliamentary depository where the official submissions have now been uploaded. So we would need that time. I would need that time in order to prepare the submissions because as they stand, they are the hard copy emails from the people. And I still need to be connected to Evimba in order to get access to see those submissions so that I can prepare the categorization summary for the committee. Just to bring that to your attention, Chair. And also the members would also need access to it. Thank you,
Chair. So, Co-Chair, can I say in the light of what... Advocate Sandra says, maybe we don't meet this. That will give her time to prepare and give the co-chair an opportunity to learn so that next time I don't create the challenges for the co-chair as well and the meeting.
Chair, through you, maybe just to add on what Sisanda was saying, because at the moment, after the discussions that we've had after this meeting, the next item is to consider the submissions that we have received during the 2000, during this cycle. So what we need is that in our next meeting, which will be the term that is coming, because now members will be given access to Uvimba, where all submissions have been deposited. So they will have access to all the submissions that will receive, familiarize themselves if they want to. And then when we start the third term, the fourth term, Sisanda will have prepared a summary of all the submissions, and members will also have had an ample opportunity to go through them. And then our program, when we start, will be guided by, so we need to, we're going to have a new program for next term that will be guided by the new submissions plus the issues from the fifth parliament that were recommended. So now, moving forward, is the new issues that we have to process plus the new submissions that we received when we advertised. So for now, I'm trying to say there is no outstanding matter, or there is no need for us to utilize our day unless if there is something that we may need to urgently consider.
I think you are saying one and the same thing, that this Friday is impossible until certain matters have been finalized. Then we might meet next the next coming Friday. But we'd also be told in advance on the issues that we'll be dealing with in that Friday. Again, it might be possible that if still the work has not been finalized, to put into its final conclusion, we will decide by then as to how to go forward. We will keep the communication throughout the week. Thank you very much, members. Maybe let me hand over to my co-chair to close the meeting. I believe there is no hand right now. Not unless pilot, there is any other hand that you are seeing?
No, Chair, from what I can see here, no other hand. Maybe Professor Mtsheka can...
Just to thank the Secretariat for preparing so well, and the summary that Asanda gave is very good. And also the summary that the co-chair has given, I fully concur with, and maybe we should put ourselves in the hands of the Secretariat, but otherwise for now, there's nothing that we can put on the agenda, so we'll hear from them, and I think they have been directing us very well, and keep that good work on. And I also just want to apologize for the inconvenience that I caused you. I guess this would have been the last time. Thank you very much, and look after yourselves, and you always also look very well.
Thank you, Chair. The meeting is adjourned.
Okay. Bye-bye.